Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Goldie TU Radio Show. Welcome to the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. How is everyone doing on this cold Tuesday, wintry night. I'm so excited. We have a special guest coming on the show tonight, and his name is Jay Watt. We'll be getting the facts on him. And big shout out to my Culture Zine Radio family, always holding it down over there. And in the meantime, in between time, I want to take it to the old school with Miss Melissa Morgan and Fool's Paradise. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show.
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, tell them you choose sign this on your red. Tell them that you, you know, your project is getting ready to be re-released and, you know, it's going to work.
Yeah.
Maybe one day you'll be a star.
And if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts on Coach Z Radio Network. And upcoming, our very own artist that I'm so proud to be working with. Make sure you look out for his single coming out soon. Right, Shaki? It's my boy Van Keaton with Trouble. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts.
Trouble, trouble, trouble.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And that was my boy, Vin Keaton, with Trouble. Make sure you check him out. Make sure that you be on the lookout for his upcoming single, Chocolate Kisses. I'm so excited about this Vin Keaton project. And trust me when I tell you, R&B is back with this brother right here. Mm-hmm. And for those who just joined us, we are waiting for our very special guest, Mr. Jay Watt. And we're going to get the facts on him. If you want to call in and ask some questions, the number is 646-668-8288. Seven. And right now I'm going to take it to my girl, Mary J. Blige. You know, any Mary song is my favorite song. So we just going to take it. I'm going to let y'all guess which one I'm going to play. But right now we're going to take it to my girl, Mary J. Blige. Big shout out to Yonkers and everybody on the check-in, on the listening. Thank you for always tuning in. I appreciate you so much.
Miss Goldie, can you hear me?
Oh, Jay, is this Jay Watt?
Yes, yes.
Hello, and thank you for being a guest on the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show. And we're just over here waiting to get the facts on Jay Watt and see what it's all about and see what you into and what you got coming up. So I'm glad you're joining us right now. I appreciate that so much. Where are you located at currently?
I'm currently in Nashville, Tennessee.
Big shout out to Nashville Music Row and everything, home of the country music. So tell everyone who you are and where you're from.
All right, it's your man Jay Watt in the building. Born Cleveland, Ohio, moved down south here to Nashville, Tennessee, was raised here. And then I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. So that's really where I call home. Shout out to QC. And as far as right now, we're just on the road touring, doing a promotion and performance tour. We're still in the promotion, right, but the second phase of doing the promotion of it. So we'll start performing, and you know, as it starts warming up.
Okay, so let's back it up a little bit. When I actually met you, you were with someone very special. So tell us about who you were with when I met you at the Legacy Garden.
Yeah, that was Claudette King, the youngest daughter of the legendary B.B. King. Shout out to both of them. And
yes.
So we're just kind of good friends. We vibed on the music, and you know, we hung out a little bit, and you know, just, you know, that's it. It was, you know, just really on the music. So I've gone out and, you know, supported her, and you know, watched her perform live, met her band, and you know, the whole nine with that. So, you know, we're still rocking and rolling.
That's
actually
really
looking. Yeah, yeah. No, I was just going to. So what did you say, Miss Goldie?
I said that's something really major. I mean, people may not know who she is personally, but B.B. King is legendary. And a lot of people don't know that he has a daughter that actually does music. I was surprised myself. And that's a real legendary person to be around and be affiliated with.
Yeah, she's real good people, down to earth. She's got some, you know, I think she's got her album. She's actually working on one. No, I think she's done with it. She's got an album that she's getting ready to actually release, but she's got some other material that, you know, that is out now. So when she performs, she does, you know, covers as well as her own original material. And yeah, it was, I'm going to tell you, it was meeting her actually for me was, I mean, anytime I meet any artist, just as a musician, as an artist, you're always inspired. But, you know, just to find out her work, and I'm going to take to hear, like, to hear firsthand about her, you know, her talk about her dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was, it was some, because I've listened to his music. And then they do, like, a lot of blues here, like, in Nashville and Music City during the summer. So he's, you know, he's been here a lot, but just to actually, you know, hear firsthand, you know, it was pretty cool.
Amazing. So tell us, what type of artist are you and what type of music do you make?
I'm a hip-hop artist, hip-hop rap artist. I mix a little bit of singing with it, but more my forte is, you know, just hip-hop rap. And my signature is, you know, I like performing with the live band. So I've done, work with, in studio work with musicians, recorded, you know, project singles, you know, with the live instrumentation. And, cause I started out as a saxophonist, like sixth grade, I started out playing alto, then I went to tenor sax, jazz band. And, you know, so just that part, I had to add that to, you know, to what I do. So, and I do, you know, I'm on the production end a little bit, but yeah, more or less just, you know, rap, hip hop performing and, you know, the songwriting. And
so I actually was waiting for, your music so we could play here on the show, but unfortunately, Tom definitely wasn't on our side. And go ahead.
Now I was gonna say the last, because I just sent the I sent it one more time. I sent one of the records, but it didn't make it.
No, it didn't make it, but that doesn't mean that we won't play it on my show. So I definitely want to give you another opportunity, and I will be playing your songs beyond this. So being an artist from Ohio, who were your music influences?
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you, we moved from Ohio when I was two. So I don't remember, I rarely remember everything. My parents and stuff told me about it. So I didn't really grow. I didn't really spend any major time to remember anything, but I was just really born there in, Cuyahoga County in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And, at two, you know, we moved down to Nashville. So,
I have pleasure of living in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. My artists here. Oh man, I really just pay attention to just music in general. Like like sixth grade, I started out, you know, you had the rock groups were out, you know, Huey Lewis and, I remember listening to like Sade when a lot of her stuff was, you know, was really, really, you know, it's still hot, but when it was really, you know, like she was really, really on the circuit like that. Right. And I know she is, so shout out to Sade as well. I know she still is, but.
You mean like when she was really pop?
Yeah. And, you know. but it's a lot of groups, like even here with the country. Like, I mean, I can listen to, you know, just as a musician, I can listen to any music because, like, I listen to the songwriting. I listen to the structure of how the songs, you know what I'm saying, like, are written, the choruses, the, you know, and the melody. So, but, I mean, I can't drive around bumping it all day, you know what I'm saying? But,
I could definitely dig it. When I lived in Nashville, I actually was on tour with my daughter's grandmother, who is now also one of our artists, Mother Cooper. She was the first Black female country western singer.
What?
So we was on tour in Nashville. We actually stayed on Music Row. She used to sing at Mickey Gillies and Hank Williams, and she was singing all of those places and played a guitar. She even sang at the Alamo. I think the Alamo is closed now. The Grand Ole Opry. Yeah, we used to stay at the Opryland Hotel. Did they put the Opryland Hotel back up yet?
Yeah, y'all doing it big, For real, like here, because to get to the Grand Ole Opry, that's good. That's history right there.
Yeah, she used to sing at Hermitage Landing, which is a campground out there. She used to sing in a lot of those historical country where the people, you know, on Music Row, we stayed at the Shoney's on Music Row.
Yeah. That Shoney's, it's still down there too. It only be about 5 or 6 people in there, but every day.
We basically live there. So as an artist, what would you say that makes you different from the other hip hop artists that are already a part of the culture?
Oh, okay. I could say the live sound, but a lot of people are going with that. I think for me also, because I'm able to play, like I can play even like some riffs, like on my upcoming project, I'm going to pull my sax back out myself. I mean, I gotta, you know, fine tune a little bit, but I'm gonna pull it back. I'm gonna actually do some playing on there. And, like on the keyboard, like I have some songs that I've actually, you know, actually play the music. Beyond that, because I know there are musicians, I mean, there are artists who do that as well. So even beyond that, what do I bring different to the game? Just like my content. You know what I'm saying? Like, my content is different because I know, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, the content, because of like how I grew up, you know what I'm saying, in my experiences. And just like with anyone, you know, everyone's content is based on, you know what I'm saying? It's just based on our real life experiences. And I think just because of what my experiences have been, you know what I'm saying, that in itself makes it unique. You know, so it's like hearing a different voice from a different perspective, you know what I'm saying, that is not, it's not the most prevalent, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't grow up, you know what I'm saying, like in the hood, like I was close to it. So I got, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of it, you know what I'm saying? But
thank you for being honest, because most people just pretend like they grew up in the hood and that's that.
No. Here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest. Like, you can, like how I was, like it was close to me. So there was a time, an era in my life for probably about 7-8 years where, you know what I'm saying, where I was just kind of out there. So I was like, hey, I was like really in the, you know, like what people say, the trenches, and in the hanging in the projects, and, you know, out all night. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everyone had just been 100%, you know, all their life. So I was, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't, right. But I didn't come up that way. You know what I'm saying? So like, I was there and I know about it. I see it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I got respect for it, but like, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't like, I wasn't going into the apartments and spending and living there. You know what I'm saying? But I was just there, like,
so you
know, I mean,
so,
huh?
You was hanging out in the hood.
Yeah. That, you know what I'm saying? It, sun up to sun down, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah. But yeah, so that's how it was for me. And then, you know what I'm saying? Of course, like, you know what I'm saying? At the time, a lot of my homeboys, a lot of my friends, of course, they were, you know what I'm saying? They were like from there. You know, some weren't, but a lot were, and you know what I'm saying? We just, you mean, you know how I go.
But thank you for keeping it real, because most hip-hop artists, they try to base their music and their image and their career off of being so much a part of the hood. And sometimes, well, I'm not going to say sometimes, it really shouldn't be about where you came from and glorifying the negativity in your life and glorifying your struggles. And I mean, okay, mm-hmm. everybody has a story of a struggle. Everybody has a story of being done wrong. I need the new era to basically start looking for solutions and looking for answers to how we don't have to struggle so much. I mean, because we have came a very long way as people. And yes. I don't feel like glorify our struggle so much because it is things that we can do about it at this point.
And that's what I think, what I was thinking of trying to articulate earlier when you asked me like what I bring, and I think that's it. I think that's it because there are a lot of people. Yeah, because there are a lot of people who just like, you know what you said, they want, you know what I'm saying? It's seen so much, it's like it's a trend to some people. But some people is actually living, you know what I'm saying? Like when you like, man, if those people really saw, like some people are really living like that, like no furniture. You know what I'm saying? You can go into right. the apartments. You can see both parents on crack smoking right then and there. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I think if people really had the ones that kind of are wannabes, so to speak, I think if they actually go there and they stay and live and have to deal with it, I think it'll be a different story. Put them there for a week. Shoot.
Right.
You know, like, yeah.
See, no, that's really.
No, I'm sorry, Ms. Gold.
So if you had the opportunity to work with any artist that's in the industry right now, which artist would you want to work with most?
You know what? I thought about this question. You know what? Right now, I don't think I would work with any artist. Not right now. And here's why I say that, not a knock to any artist, because, and even on like an independent level, like there are artists, you know, that are out there that I work with and like I'll do shows with, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think anyone like really, really in the industry right now. And the reason I say it is because I want to come out with like, so people know what Jay Watt's about, you know what I'm saying? Right. Rather than been rushed to record with an artist, and I, you know what I'm saying, I want people to be honest, it takes time for people to be able to respect other people's artistry. So I don't want right. to jump into something with someone and they don't really respect what I do, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, and then you know how I mean, you know what, after that, what's touring gonna be like, what's performing gonna be like, what's, you know what I'm saying? So I'd rather establish me, and then right. from there, you know what I'm saying? Let it happen from there.
Good answer. That's definitely a good answer, and I dig where you're coming from, because me as an artist, I have collaborated with different artists, and then I like the song, and then I can't get that artist to come out and perform it with me.
Yeah, see, and yep, and that's the worst when you plan a show around, you know what I'm saying, like another person involved, and then oh man, they don't show, it just kind of, it just dampens the situation. So I, you know, yeah, that's true.
So how long have you been actually doing music and performing besides playing an instrument? How long have you been in the game?
The first time that I actually started performing, it was actually in 2003 when I released my very first album. But prior to that was a lot of, you know what I'm saying, just recording, you know, the in the basement, you know what I'm saying, just down there, you know, just vibing, just, you know what I'm saying? How you had those raw times when you first starting out and you just down there get the record, you know, video recorder going, and you just down there rhyming and rapping with whoever, and you know what I'm saying, just vibing right. like that. But yeah, I'd say for me was 2003. After that, I had got a band together and just kind of it was really we didn't go outside of the we went outside of the city, but not outside of the state at that time. And So it was, you know, I mean, it was a pretty good run. It got pretty decent response. I just at that time I didn't do but 500 out of the trunk. That's it. 500.
And I mean, that's and, good.
I'd say it's pretty good, because I got shows like when they had like Martin Luther King days on block parties, festivals in parks, you know, churches, went to some bars, clubs, you know what I'm saying? Like I was everywhere that I could get, you know what I'm saying? It didn't matter if, you know, what the crowd was like or what the venue was. If they was like, hey, you can perform, I was there.
I know that's and, right. So the tour that you have going on now, what's on that? What is that tour about, and who are you on this tour with?
Well, I'm actually Claudette King and I have spoken about doing a tour, and then along the way, just kind of picking up people locally, and because I'm actually trying to me and my team, because it's a couple other people working with me. So we're trying to put together like a tour. So places that I've gone and I've been promoting, like, and I've done like performances myself, I'm just going back to those places and I'm setting up meet and greets, like in different cities at different clothing stores, you know, that promote me. And then I'm going to find a venue there, and then we're going to, you know, just do the meet and greet tickets out of there. So so Miss King will be, you know, a part of it. And along the way, we'll pick up, you know, some other artists that I've, you know, just met, you know, and talked to along the way. So it should be pretty good. So I've reached out to Billy Cox to play with Jimi Hendrix, because he's still on the circuit. And the Bee Gees original drummer, he and his wife are here. They still tour. So I talked to them. And there's in Franklin, Tennessee, there's a country artist who's his dad was really, really big hit, George Hamilton. And it's his son. They do, and I've been up there. They invited me up there. I went. They do a live stream. You know, of course, it's bluegrass country and whatnot. But what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take all those artists, because like the Bee Gees drummer and his wife, they've expressed that they want to get into hip hop. Like a lot of people want to get into rap and hip hop that I talk to that are notable artists. Say like they, you know, the country of pop, but they just haven't, you know, like run into the right situation. So I'm gonna take it, and I'm gonna make that tour like a hip hop meets R&B tour, and everyone will be able to do that thing. But I'll have like some of them, like the musicians will play my material live. You know, of course, Miss King will do her material, and I've got a song that we're trying to work it out where she'll feature on one of them. That's why I was saying, like, you know, like when you had asked me about what artists to work with, and I said kind of just some of the artists that I've worked a lot, because I have collaborated with some along the way, but outside of Miss King, it hasn't been anyone just, you know what I'm saying, that's like really, really, really in the industry, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm going to take that tour and do that here, because, you know, here is a different, it's a different market, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know from being here, that, you know how the market is, and so I've got to structure it where the rap that they do here, you know, from me makes sense. And it's not just, I don't think I can just come out and just rap. I have, and I've gotten some decent response. Like I've performed at a college here, Tribeca University. I performed up at Tennessee yeah. State some years ago. So I've gotten good response, but I got to make it make sense for the whole demographic. You know what I'm saying? Like up in Franklin, like we're promoting all the way out, outside of Nashville. And it'll be the same thing, like, because I'm looking forward to Atlanta. We've been connecting with people, and I got some people that are working to get, find venues for me. I've pretty much hooked up with, some musicians and producers and just different people. And South Carolina, same, North Carolina, Virginia. I want to get up to New York, Ms. Goldie. I'm going to be honest. I want to get to New York, Jersey, and Philly. I've talked to somebody in Philly. I hadn't talked to anyone in Jersey, but I want to get there I'm just going everywhere. When I'm doing my tour, I'm going everywhere. I've been out to Kansas City, California, Louisiana. I go everywhere and just try to sow the seed, set the groundwork, promote. You know, so I got calendars, so I may sell or give out the calendars. Sell CDs, okay. $5, you know what I'm saying? Just to promote, so get groundwork, get the feedback.
That's what artists don't know. Sometimes they feel like if you don't get that big contract that you're not getting paid, but it's so many ways to make money as an artist, such as if you go on an independent tour, make sure you bring that merchandise. So that way you can create.
I'm going to tell you, to be honest, as an indie artist, that's where the money's gonna come from. That's what keeps me traveling. That's what helps keep my bills paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some, not all, because I do some things with clothing on the side, and a couple other ventures. But that's where it is. That's where it is for indie artists. It's that merchandise. You got to have T-shirts. I got greeting cards. I got postcards that I just did. I got skull caps, stocking caps. I got coats, windbreakers. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, I got socks. I got shoes on the way. I'm telling you, you just got to cover everything, because that's what's going to make the money. And while that's making the money, at the same time, you got to hand out some stuff and give out some stuff. You may have to sell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You may work out deals and sell things instead of $7, $8, $5, $4. But what the important thing is that name is getting out there. And if it's good music, it's going to resonate with people. And if you've got a good name, a logo, that when people see the logo, you know what I'm saying? I've gotten good feedback from that. So I was like, okay, I got to keep doing this same stuff. But that's what it is now. Okay, so Ms. Goldie, you know how we hear everyone talk about grinding? Now we're going to see who's going to grind. It's a real grind, I'm telling you. I've been doing this ever since 2013, when I released my first single. But when I released my first album, of course, I was doing it then, but now taking it like and going to different states, not just in one city, now I've kind of ventured out more. And it's just because like you learn more. And then, you got to save your money. You got to put back. You got to, get your supplies again. Sometimes you got to shut it down. Like what, 2014, I shut it down. I didn't do anything for a year because I was like, okay, I'm going to stack my money a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure my health's good. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't perform if I'm, runny nosing up there. You know what I'm saying? And so,
right.
It's a grind. It is.
It sounds like you. It sounds like you kind of got the grind together, and I like the fact that you do perform with a live band. Because I mean, it's other artists that do it, but it's not really something artists can do. I had the pleasure of performing with a live band a couple of times, and actually, it gave me more freedom than performing to a track. Once you got a track, you're stuck on it.
Yeah,
you got a live band; they can rock out with you. You can do what you want to do. You can bring it somewhere and bring it back and turn it back around.
Yep, that's it. Okay, Miss Goldie, I see you up there rocking now.
Hey, so right now I'm gonna put you on the spot.
And okay.
I need you to give us a clean hot 16.
Oh, I'm not competing to be even, to surpass neither. My ego is either obsolete or sees no reason. I do what I do within my season. Just talk to fans while I pump people with earfuls till your ears are full. He's a keeper, like the keeper at the end or in the birth of Jesus. God birth, rapper, speaker, baller, leader. Fall, I'll be the one to piece you. Pick you up, then I'll feed you pizza. I tally in with rhyme pattern in. I hear boys and girls, they're chattering. We dig the mood this tune puts us in. No slow drag, no, would you do it again? No slow drag, could you do it again? And keep the lights on when you do it again.
Hey, got some hot I love it. And you know, a lot of artists hesitate when I do that to them. They hesitate. You did not hesitate. You went straight for the throat. And I like your sound. And I definitely, you know, looking forward to, you know, hearing your music, playing your music. I definitely want to do a Worldwide Entertainment TV interview with you. Big shout out to Worldwide Entertainment TV. Make sure y'all check out that website. Check us out on YouTube. And we on Apple and Roku TV every Saturday night, I believe at 7:30. And make sure you guys go to the Culturezine website. And if you missed any show, you can always go back to the blog talk to on-demand episodes. And I mean, I've had some really interesting and incredible guests on my show. And I thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Can't oh, I thank you too.
So just make sure you tune in every week, because you never know when we're going to be playing Jay.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up. I will. And a matter of fact, I've see this type of person I am, but I've already started promoting your show, like outside of, you know what I'm saying, like just me. So I know we're connected on Instagram, so you might see, you know what I'm saying, some other thing just where it's promoting the show and promoting you. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am. I just, you know what I'm saying, I just think we got to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's not about artists as an individual, and like we want to, you know what I'm saying? Of course, everyone's striving. They want to be the best and da-da-da, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to take time out and show love, you know what I'm saying? And not just say it, but actually, definitely, you know what I'm saying, do it. So, dude, but yeah, on my Twitter and Facebook. What'd you say, Ms. Goldie?
A lot of people do not show support, and I appreciate that so much. And tell everybody where they could find you at, where they could listen to the music at, how they could buy some of them t-shirts and do-rags and hoodies and stuff.
Hey, that might be the move, the do-rag right now. I didn't even think about that. Hey, JY do-rag. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so my website for merchandise, tour information, and some video. SoundCloud is on there where you can link and listen to other music. But that is www.j-watt.com. Now I'm just going to say, and people need to look for my logo. My logo is just, it's simple. It's J through the center of the A. J-W-A-T-T, J through the center of the A, so you know it's me. So it's like a J that goes through the A in the Watt. You know what I'm saying? People will recognize it's a black and white logo. It's real simple. All of my stuff, like I just released in volume one of Still Inspired, my EP. It's on every online store, Tidal, Deezer, Amazon, iTunes. So I've got that EP as well as like three or four other different singles that are there. They can catch me on Twitter at Jason Watkins. That's my full name, at Jason Watkins, the number 7. My IG, Instagram, J_Watt7. All right, audience, I hope y'all writing this down because you got to connect with your boy. And then catch me at Facebook. Catch me at Facebook
right.
for more for more videos from that Still Inspired Volume 1 EP at my Facebook page, WattSpot. And that's WattSpot. WattSpot. And I want to say the unique thing about those videos is they were done, like I did a video where I hired an outside videographer. I've got a media company with these on WattSpot. I did them, and they are more Jay Wattish, I'll say, because they're done organically. So I'm like outside, I'm an outdoors dude. So I'm outside, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they all make sense, the edits and everything are dope, but they're really done unique. So y'all definitely check that out. And, you know, I'm on Google Plus, doggone it. I know don't know and be on Google, but I'm there. Jason
Jay
Watson.
He's everywhere. Snapchat. He's selling everything.
Yeah.
Not nothing illegal, though. Not illegal. But he got merchandise. You got EPs out. You got albums and singles out. I'm definitely going to be looking forward to you sending us those, that music over here, so we can definitely support you as an independent artist. I'm looking forward to seeing you back in Atlanta. Actually, we have a top mic show coming up in March. You need to get down with that.
Okay.
I'm the host of Top Mics Atlanta. Top Mics is an unsigned artist competition that's been going on for 10 years now. I actually won the first Top Mic competition, and the first year that Top Mic came out in 2008, I had to compete against artists from all over the United States for 12 months straight.
Every month,
it was a new competition with artists from all over the United States, and it wasn't only in my hometown. I've been to Boston, Miami, New Jersey, Philadelphia, like Atlanta. Went all up and down the coast on this Top Mics independent tour, and I won the first Top Mic. So after that, I just been rocking with them. I like how they help independent artists create a fan base, how they give them a platform. So now I have become, along with Rah Rah Entertainment, the Atlanta host of Top Mics. Big shout out to Rich at Top Mics. Anybody that wants to be a part of the Top Mics Tour competition, you can hit me up, or you can go to Richard Stewart on Facebook, Top Mics on Instagram, and yeah, we need to get you back in Atlanta in March.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's not well, I'll check in with you about like signups and all, like what I got to do.
Yeah. Or you could just hit up Rich's. You could hit me up. I'll get you in. And even as a, you know, not as a competitor, they offer very good prize packages. But even as a featured artist, they promote all over. They currently in 24 different states. So it also gives you a platform for your tour. Most artists don't understand. You have to go places. You got to set up venues. You got to do promotion.
Oh, yeah.
You got to announce stuff. So basically, Top Mic cuts all corners for you. They set up the venue and the promotion, and they do the promotion. And I mean, all you got to do is come out and show off with your people.
Oh yeah, that's the move, Ms. Goldie. That's what I like to do as a featured artist.
Yeah.
I would. And I'll put that on my tour schedule. And that, you know,
shoot. I like your drive. I like your ambition. And I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what it's gonna be like for you in the future. I'm looking forward to you coming back to Atlanta, getting on this Top Mics tour, doing this Worldwide Entertainment TV interview. And also, when you're ready to come to New York to do the Worldwide Entertainment TV, I should be in New York filming in February, in which we film out of YouTube Space New York.
Okay. Is that a city?
New York?
No, you say out of YouTube space?
YouTube space, yeah. YouTube actually has production facilities.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have about five production facilities in the world.
Yo, you heard what I said. I said, was that a city? I didn't know they had a production space like that.
Right, right. They have five of them. They have it in Hong Kong, London, Canada, New York, and L.A.
And oh, yeah, we rock.
Easy films out of all of those.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to all the above. For real. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's definitely been a pleasure having you on the Ms. Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts. It was very interesting. You dropped a crazy hot 16 on me. I'm definitely going to be knocking your songs next week. And you're always welcome to come on my show whenever you're ready. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Top Mics Atlanta in March. And keep up all the good work.
I appreciate it. Thank you. That's what it do. One love.
Is it anybody you want to shout out before we get out of here?
Yeah, just everyone down in Atlanta. I don't know if they're listening, but I did plug them for the show. Shout out to the producer, Remix. Shout out to Thaddeus, the artist. A couple artists that I met, producer I met at a festival. I performed that in September. Definitely shout out to Miss Claudette King.
Yeah.
Also to Doc, if he's listening, he.